Too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
Let's talk darts! And joining us, this is Walk On Music, the legend that is Andy Fordham. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. That song drives me mad.
How are you doing, Andy? You all right?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Excellent stuff. We're getting quite excited. It's a little bit of way away, but the Windmill World Masters Darts comes to Yorkshire. It's coming over to Hull in October, and this is a massive tournament for Yorkshire to have.
Well, it's a massive tournament for darts itself. It's a great. I mean, all the players really, really want to win it. I've been lucky enough to win it myself, and. It's a great day as well, a few days darts.
Where does this rank in the darts calendar in terms of tournaments? How high profile is this one?
We're on the BBO side. You've got the World Professional, then the next one will be the World Masters, so it's ranked very high.
It's pretty big. I mean, look, darts, it's just like absolutely massive, and it has been for a fair few years now. Can you believe, Andy, how big darts has got?
No, since Barry Ernst took over the PBC, it's just gone absolutely mental. I mean, there's a lot more money involved now. It's become a lot more professional. And, there's a lot of money to be earned for the players.
I was just reading the other day that the prize pot for the PDC World Championships has gone up to £1.5 million.
Yowza!
I mean, there's so much money in darts, and it's been invested in grassroots darts as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's some great young players about. Some very good. I actually travel with a young lad called George Cressy. He's just turned 18, six foot seven, 21 stone, and he's just sort of being a youth player. But there's some great talent out there at the moment.
What about your game, Andy? You sort of were sort of forced into a bit of retirement due to ill health, and then sort of came out again. What is your game like at the moment?
When I first came back, it was horrendous, to tell you the truth. I didn't really want to be there. I wasn't enjoying it. But the last couple of years, it's picked up quite well. I'm up to about 50 in the rankings. I'm enjoying it a lot more. I mean, it's the consistency. I've just got to get a bit more consistency. And I really believe that I can get back to the stage once more at the Lakeside. And hopefully I just keep going in the right direction.
Because I mean, it's pretty well documented, the health problems that you went through. At what point, when you were going through those problems, did you think, actually, yeah, no, I need to do something about this, that there's something wrong?
When I was rushed off to hospital. Well, I nearly collapsed at the Lakeside.
Wow.
I was due to play, I think, live on BBC. And I've just about made it over to the venue. I could hardly breathe, and most people thought it was to do with my heart. But once they got me to the hospital and that, it was obviously found out that I've got cirrhosis and the liver was absolutely knackered, and they drained 18 litres of fluid off of me. I mean, I couldn't breathe. That was the problem. I had so much fluid in me, it was crushing one of my lungs. So that was, but now, that's good, as they say, everything's going the right way, and I'm getting a lot better.
How difficult was it getting back into darts after going through those problems, Andy?
It was getting over the embarrassment, really, because a lot of people expected you to do so well. You know, it was obviously you played darts, and they just try and see you, and they expect you to go up and hit the 180s and everything else, and it just wasn't happening. I mean, I think the first time I started practicing, I think I went from 20, and I had a big 19. I mean, I lost so much weight. I was about 31 and a half stone, believe it or not.
Wow.
And within about 8 months, I went down to just under 16 stone. So I was literally half my weight. And obviously, you do something like that, and things drastically change, and it took me a while to get my rhythm going and everything else. And then you've got to have the belief in yourself. I mean, to me, if you don't believe in yourself, it's just not going to happen anyway. And it took me a while to get that back. And so, something touch wood, hopefully it's all right now.
Well, well done, Andy, for doing something about it. We wanted to ask you, actually, because Windmill have been very, very nice of them, of sending us a dart. All we've got at the moment, Andy, in this studio, we've got this magnetic bullseye darts board, which is like something like a five-year-old will play with. But Windmill... Wim have taken pity on us and have sent us an actual proper dartboard. But it's a Yorkshire dartboard. And to be honest with you, even though we're Radio Yorkshire, we're all looking at each other going, a Yorkshire dartboard? We'd never heard of it. Have you played on one before?
It's just the doubles, isn't it? Just with a double on?
Yeah, there's no trebles.
No trebles.
I know of it. It's quite big in Manchester. But I've not actually played on it.
Yeah. Already it would have taken us long enough with the trebles on there as well. Now, a game of darts are going to take us like probably three times as long.
There used to be a ball that was called the quad ball. They actually had another little segment underneath the treble. So, you know, anything you got was times four.
That'd be very useful.
I like
us.
That one. Yeah, that'll do me.
Yeah, but it sounds useful, but you got to hit it first. A lot of the professionals, I think, is a lucky dart to win in there. But you'll have fun with that. It's a great game. It does get quicker for you. I mean, people watch it and think it's easy, and they start playing, they can't believe how difficult it is. And you just try harder and harder and harder, and you get so frustrated. And it's just a great bit of fun.
Well, we absolutely love it here, and we're certainly looking forward to the World Masters, which is coming up in a couple of months' time over there in Hull. Andy, when you're up this neck of the woods, you'll have to come in and show us how to play on this Yorkshire dartboard.
I'd love to come and see you.
That'd be great. Brilliant stuff. Andy Fordham, listen, thanks very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire this morning.
Thanks very much, sir. Thank you.